After the trade period, we always announce the golden feather winner for the list manager who's done the best job during trade period, and then the most sought after of all, I think, the Scott Palmer for the footy journo who's had the best trade period. And Wispy, it is with great pleasure that we can announce, after what's been a difficult time for this footy club for a couple of years, let's be honest, the Carlton Footy Club's Nick Austin is the winner of the golden feather. They got Adam Chera into their footy club. They got George Hewitt into their footy club. Lewis Young, they traded out pick six. But the Blues hold selections 25 and 64, and it's a very nice award to win. Nick is still feverishly working on the draft, so on his behalf, Brad Lloyd is accepting the golden feather. Welcome, Bradley, and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much, Gary, Tim. I jumped at the opportunity to accept on behalf of Nick, so, fantastic. As you say, a bit of a challenging year, but finish off with this is a great honour.
It's a large hat with a big feather sticking out of it that Simon Lethlean still wears with great pride in the off-season. So we'll hand that on. But you must be happy. You're satisfied with the job done. I mean, in a trade period that didn't have an enormous amount going on, I think you guys have done a good job there.
Yeah, no, really, really happy. We're just first with George, like just sort of his hardness, and that gives us that extra midfield depth and the way he goes about it. So, come out of it. Great club like the Sydney Swans, so really excited about him. And the free agency, not using a pick, is that real bonus with him. And then Adam Chera, with his class, I've sort of seen him firsthand at Fremantle, and quality person. And he just turned 22 last week, so we think he can be around the club a long, long time. So pretty exciting getting him done nice and early as well. And then Lewis Young, look, we really need to bolster that sort of our key defensive stocks, and they're rare and hard to find, and we think he's got some real growth in him. So he's a really good addition to our list.
Yeah, he is. Congratulations, Brad. And it all makes sense now. I came in here early this morning. I said to Gary, "There's a little makeup purse here with embossed ML18 on it," and then it all makes sense now because you were here last night, so you've used some of Maddie's makeup as part of your presentation of the Carlton Best and Fairest Award last night. Well done. And Sam Walsh, the winner of the John Nicholls Medal last night too, so congratulations to him this morning.
Yeah, it was in last night. Sat on the panel for the Best and Fairest, and it was a good count. It was a good way to do it with Cyril, Andy Maher on the panel, and Walshy capped off a sensational year, and I think he's only 21 years of age, and runner up last year. So we all know the quality player he is, and wonderful person and great family with parents Jackie and Wayne, and rap for him. And we had Wearing had another good year, and also Harry with his Cullen medal. I think he's only 23 years of age, but look, obviously, finals is where we want to go from a footy club point of view. But, it was a great night to round out the season.
Good on you, Bradley. I know you're a modest lad, so we don't keep you any longer when you're accepting on behalf of Nick Austin. But things on the up here for this footy club. You've started to turn it around, and we can now add the golden feather. That's the impetus, Tim, I think, for driving this club forward.
Is the plumage on the way, Gary?
The plumage, the plumage, it's getting, it's at the
dry
taxidermist
cleaning.
At the moment, and we'll hand it on. Thanks for joining us, Bradley.
Very, very good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
So there you go. Well done. We think Carlton have done best here. And then the Scott Palmer winner. This is hotly, hotly chased after. This is for the journalist that has had the best job. Calculating Cal was in calculations. Reliable Beverage was one who really came forward this year, put his hand up, and almost caused a boil over.
And Tommy Topbox was in there as well.
Topbox Brown was there until he got relocated to bottom box, and that probably cost him in the end. But the winner is Fox Footy's Tom Morris, the Scott Palmer medal winner. What a thrill for you, Thomas.
Oh, Gaz, Tim, this is a huge honour. I don't have a nickname like the others, though. I think you guys need to come up with something.
Well, we'll start working on it now that you're a Scott Palmer medalist. broke the exclusive that the deal had been done between Jordan Dawson, the Crows and the Swans, and you also broke Marbia Chole heading up the Gold Coast, amongst others. How did you rate the trade period?
The trade period from a media perspective or the trade period from a footy perspective?
Just all round, you're the Scott Palmer medal winner. You can do it. You can rate it however you want.
It was the most uneventful trade period we've probably had in 7 or 8 years, wasn't it? But there's always some sort of action, and I think as anyone at SEN or Trade Radio or AFL.com or anywhere would attest to. It didn't mean that people weren't interested. The numbers were huge for it, and there wasn't the big fish, but it was still interesting to be a part of something that maybe didn't have the big fish, but still had some stories going around. I think that what spiced it up in the end was Bobby Hill wanting to get to Victoria. I mean, that story came out on the Friday, and by the weekend, it was confirmed that Essendon was his club, and then by the sort of the Wednesday afternoon, it was off. So that really spiced it up. We needed something. Hopefully next year's a bit more busy with maybe a couple of big fish, a couple of big free agents.
All right, Tommy, you can't win these awards on your own. Is there anyone you'd like to thank?
Oh, Tim, yes, absolutely. I'd like to thank Ben Waterworth and Max Lawton at Fox Sports. I think Callum Toomey and Riley Beveridge would be pretty hard done by here. I think they had a great trade period. Nick Gleeson as well, Sammy Edmonds. So this is a very hotly contested award, and it's an honour to win it. And it's just great to be part of an industry which is so many talented sports journalists.
I know that Gary's been mentoring you over the years. What's the best bit of advice that he's given you so far?
Don't sit on a story. That's his number one bit of advice. If you have it, go with it. Don't wait. And it happened with the Bobby Hill story on the Friday. I had that he was going to Victoria, or that he wanted to go to Victoria. And I was on the golf course, and I sent four pars through to Ben Waterworth. He quickly put it up. And I just got it ahead of anyone else. So Gary Lyon's been a huge influence in my career, and I don't think I would have got this story without that bit of advice.
Proud moment. So what we will now do on the basis of this is we'll put it out to our smartest audience in media for a nickname for you. There's a couple that have come through. Tom Minor Morris. I don't like that. That hasn't got the right connotation. Tenacious Tommy Morris. They're coming through at the moment, yes?
Yeah, they're coming through thick and fast. And before we let Tom go, one of the things that the Scotty Palmer winner does every year is he gives us a little bit of a keep punching. Can you just give us a keep punching before you go, Tommy, please?
Keep punching.
Beautiful.
There it is, the 2021 Scott Palmer medal winner, and what a great thrill it is. Thanks, Thomas, for your time. He will go back and, I tell you, if we weren't in lockdown, he'd tie one on for a good two or three days on the back of that magnificent victory. The award winners were all here for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range. Available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric. You mentioned Sam Walsh, Carlton's best and fairest winner from Wietering and Mackay. I mean, that gives you an idea why Carlton fans get frustrated that they haven't done better, because that's a trio of young talent as good as any that you can put together. Cripps came fourth, which may be surprising, but I guess the next ones it tell does. You why. So the first three, yes, and then you go Cripps at fourth, Ed Kernart fifth. So I think if the Carlton Footy Club are going to be finishing in the finals and competing, and as much as we love Ed Kerno, they're going to need a few of those other boys to bob up into that top five. Plowman beat Jones, which was my Carlton people tell me of great interest.
That's a bit of a surprise.